Impeachment is a temporary aggravation of that issue. It's a much deeper, longer running. Can the opposition party be the loyal opposition? Will they continue to say the president's illegitimate? I think all of that is playing out, particularly within these divisions within the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell is out today with an extraordinary blast at Marjorie Taylor Greene and calling her fantasies delusional and saying, we don't want the Republicans to stand for this. So that fight is more in the Republican Party and outside the control of Joe Biden, it seems to me.
Does the Republican Party have a future as it stands now, or does it need to reinvent itself from the ground up?
Well, that's what Senator McConnell's issue is today. He is saying, if we're going to have a future, it's absolutely not going to be in this direction. And he, I think, is taking issue with the way Kevin McCarthy has handled the House Republican Caucus. And that is the issue they face, and McConnell is trying to get them to face them. He is an old timer. He's an institutionalist. He reveres the Senate and the Congress. So he's saying, we cannot stand for these fringe conspiracy-oriented people being in the spotlight much longer.
You know, that spotlight is really taking away from the fact that there is a significant amount of work that has to be done at the federal level, not just addressing the COVID-19 pandemic, but there were already systemic budget issues that needed to be dealt with on top of policy and things like that. And I know the Biden administration really wants to get back involved on a global scale. We already saw action on rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement, and there are lots of other things that way. How much is this, I use the phrase political theater, but how much of that is a distraction from those really difficult tasks and decisions that have to be done?
Well, I do think it's something of distraction, and that's why Biden and the administration will hope that impeachment doesn't last very long. They are moving, and they do want to continue to move, but the question is, how much will the spotlight still shine on impeachment while it's underway? They've got a huge agenda. International affairs is a whole different realm in its own right, some of which has already started, you know, mending fences with the allies, for example, and all kinds of changes like the Paris Climate Agreement. The story that went by with almost no notice, the Russians said, okay, let's extend this nuclear agreement for 5 more years. That was extraordinary because it was about to fall apart and another huge arm race could come from that. So anyway, yes, the agenda is policy heavy and they need to be functioning and focusing there.
John Jackson with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. We continue our conversation this afternoon during All Things Considered. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.